messing up the room, and it's down here. Whoa.
Down here.
Whoa.
Down here.
Well, it's so dressing up the room.
Dressing up the room, and it's down here. Come on, you can do better than that. Come on, give God some praise. We don't need that many people to give God some praise. He said, where there's two or three gathered in my name, there I will be in the midst. Good morning, good morning, good morning to all of you that are here, to all of you that are listening out there through social media, parking lot, or wherever you are. Give praise and honor to God for the wonderful things that God has done. Amen. Truly, He is worthy of all of the praises. Amen. Amen. I thank you, Jesus, for my journey. Well, you brought me from a long, long way. Everybody. Thank you. Mighty long ways. Amen. At this time, we're going to ask Dr. Kimball to come and give us our invocation. But before he comes, I want us to just think about how good God is. I know it's cold outside, and I know that we love to just lay in the bed, but if I think about it, the blood was still running warm in my veins. able to get up this morning, put on my garments, get in my vehicle, and drive to 4192 Brownsville Road. Ain't God good? We ought to give God the glory for what he's done. He's a magnificent God, Dr. Kimball. Thank you, Lord. Somebody ought to say that. Thank you, Lord. You've been mighty good. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. One more time. Thank you. Come once again to say thank you. But Father, we got so much to thank you for. Boy, if I just can stop right here and say thank you for your only begotten Son, that you sent over 2,000 years ago and died for our sin, every child of this earth. We want to say thank you. Father, I want to thank you for the putting the one that in this vineyard right now, Father. We ask you to take him up into heaven, crying him from the top of his head all the way down to the bottom of the field. We ask you to touch his family right now, Father. Touch his companion right now. We ask you to touch his children, his grandchildren right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you to touch every preacher here under my little weak voice this morning, Father. Every deacon mother, everyone here this morning, Father. Everyone that hears your word this morning, Father. I ask you to bless them in a special way, Father. Bless the one that wanted to be here and could not be here, Father. Bless the one that right now in the hospital right now, Father. Pain running through their body, but we know that you are the healer. Father, we need you. Some need you for one thing, some need you for another. Somebody in jail right now, Father, convicted of something they didn't do, Father, but we know that you are the way maker. Father, we ask you to bless the one on the battlefield right now, Father. Bless them in a mighty way only you can bless them, Father. We realize wars going to be wars, but Father, we know that you can stop all wars. Father, we ask you to come by New Hope right now, Father. Be with us right now, Father. We need you more than ever right now, Father. Father, we look at this world right now, Father, how it's going by and by. We know trouble is on the way, but we know you're the healer right now, Father. Father, I ask you to look down on me. Have mercy on me, Father. Thank you for allowing me to get up one more time to be able to praise your name. Father, we ask you to touch the one in the choir right now. Want to go sing your word, Father. Uplift your kingdom, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just need you right now so much. Father, we need you in the jailhouse. We need you in the prison, Father. We need you with the police officer, fireman, Father. We need you right now with the doctor, Father. Father, we need you everywhere. Father, we know you can be everywhere at one time. Father, look down on us. Have mercy on us. Thank you, Jesus, for asking our Father, forgive us for the sin that we caused and the sin that we know. Thank you for intervening for us, Jesus. Because if you didn't, Father, what would we be today? Thank you, Jesus, for all you have done and what you're about to do. In your name I pray, I say amen to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thank you so much for that wonderful prayer, Dr. Kimball. Come on, let's give God some praise. Amen. At this time, if there are any parishioners, you may let them in. Our morning scripture. Morning scripture can be found in the first book of Timothy. Amen. I'm sorry, the second book of Timothy. Amen. The second chapter. The second book of Timothy, the second chapter, beginning at verse 1. Second Timothy. The second chapter, beginning at verse 1. It thus reads, "You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses. Commit these things to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life that he may please him who enlists him as a soldier. And also, if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. The hard-working farmer must be first to partake of the crop. Consider what I say, and may the Lord give you understanding in all things." May God add a blessing to the reading of his word for the good and the edifying of our souls. We will now be
bless the Lord this morning.
Bless the Lord.
Y'all give the quartet a hand. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Oh, this little song, y'all. We can't wait until next Sunday because we won't be singing next Sunday. I love to call on the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
I love to call on the name of Jesus.
I
love to call on the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, it is.
Jesus.
There is get lonely,
Lord Jesus.
I call him,
Lord Jesus.
When I get better,
Lord Jesus.
I call him,
Lord Jesus.
When I don't have a friend,
Lord Jesus.
I call him,
Lord Jesus.
I call him,
Lord Jesus.
I call him,
Lord Jesus.
He'll be there. To do is call him. He'll make a way. Oh, yes, he will. All you got to do is call him. He'll be right there on time. Call Jesus. Is there anybody in this room ever call him? If you call him, won't he make a way? I love to call on the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
I love to call on the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
I love to call on the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, there's healing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. What a powerful name. I love the call on the name of the Lord. Truly, we give all honor and praises to our Heavenly Father this morning, to all of our reverend clergies, to the officers, to our mothers, to the ushers, all saints and friends, all of you that are listening in this morning to our broadcast. We just thank God for all of you for taking time out to spend with us this morning. Amen. Truly, we come to give the Lord praise because he's worthy, amen, to be praised. Reverend Kitchen mentioned that it's cold on the outside, but thank God it's warm on the inside. Come on, somebody. Praise God. Not only do we have heat, but we have the S-O-N on the inside. Praise God. And we know if we've got Jesus, the choir just told you, we got everything that we need. Hallelujah. God bless you. Amen. I'm a little weary this morning. My son got married on yesterday. Amen. So New Hope has a new daughter now. Amen. So we praise God for that union. We ask that you pray for them. Amen. We know a marriage needs prayer. Praise God. So we ask that you pray for them. Amen. They're young and they're energetic. Praise God. So we pray that things works out for the best. Amen. All right. We want to recognize today all veterans. All veterans on Thursday, we celebrated Veterans Day. So all veterans, please stand. Wave your hand. Amen. Praise God. All veterans. Glory to God. We honor you today. I'm so happy to have you. We say thank you for your service. Praise God. Amen. Amen. All right. We know that coming up next Sunday will be my 34th pastoral anniversary here at New Hope. Amen. So we're looking forward to a grand celebration on next Sunday. Amen. Sister Carolyn is going to come. Is she here? Right there. Amen. She's going to come and tell you what to expect on next Sunday. We praise God. Amen. As we get ready for the celebration. Amen. Praise God. All right. Good morning. God bless you. Michael Pace. Amen. Purple and white. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Carolyn. Amen. For giving us that information. We thank God that he has blessed us and you have accepted me to be here for 34 years. So I appreciate that. Amen. All right. At this time, we want to once again encourage you, those that have not gotten the vaccine, to get it. Amen. I don't know if you heard on the news or not, but the virus is on the rise again. Amen. So let us get vaccinated, get your booster shots, amen, so that we can be protected, amen, as we go to and forth. So I encourage you to please do so. Amen. We thank all of you for your prayers during this pandemic time and the unity that you've shown during this time. It hasn't been easy. Amen. So I thank those faithful ones that have been with us and Sunday school, amen, Bible study, and our prayer line on Saturday evening. So again, I thank you all for your commitment. The word tells us, together we stand, divided we fall. And so I appreciate all of you for what you have been doing. Amen. You didn't give up. Amen. You held on, so I want you to know that I appreciate you. All right, who have a birthday in November? Birthday in November. Any birthday babies? Amen. Amen. There's one over there. There's one here. Amen. Amen. Our minister of music. Amen. Amen. Yeah, y'all stand up so we can. Brother Houston. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear saints. Happy birthday to you. Praise God. May you have many, many more. years of happiness and good health. Amen. Was anyone courageous enough to get married in November? Other than my son. Amen. Amen. All right. Well, my son is celebrating one day of marriage. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. All right. Let us continue praying for our sick and shut in. Now, let me say this before we go there. I want to thank once again all of you that are committed to paying your tithes and your offering during this time. I know it hasn't been easy. Amen. Times are getting tough now. All the prices are going up, gas prices and everything. So I thank you so much for your commitment and supporting the church. As you ride around, those of you that's rolled around the church, you see we got some construction going on, trying to recover from some of the bad contracts that we had in the past. Praise God. But nevertheless, we know through the help of God and by your commitment and giving, we're going to make things work. Amen. Amen. We're working on the elevator shaft, we're sealing that because we had water damage there. And so there's quite a few projects going on. And so we just want to thank you for your support. All right. Let me make this announcement. Sister Winston want me to make this announcement for those who might want to make cakes or pies for the seniors' dinner. She's asking that you will please, please drop them off here at the church on Tuesday, November 23rd, time between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Amen. Those of you that are giving cakes and pies, please drop them off on Tuesday, November 23rd, between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Amen. Thanks to all of you, Mother Barbara Wissett. Amen. All right. Thank you. Let us, as I stated earlier, keep praying for those who are going through some things. One of our sound technicians, Sister Valerie Pope, husband, keep him in your prayers, amen, that God will heal him. Digness, Deborah Bonds and family, her aunt passed. Let's keep them lifted in prayer. Minister Linda Johnson, her husband passed. Keep them lifted in prayer. I thank all of you for your prayers and your well wishes for my family. I traveled up to North Carolina this past week to for the homegoing celebration of my aunt, who was 86 years old. So I thank you for your prayers. Keep Brother Groucho White in your prayers, who had a stroke. Dickon Stewart, please keep him and his family in prayer. He's getting weak now, amen, but we know God is still in control, amen. So let's keep him in prayer. I was by to see him on last week. Amen. And he wants to thank the church for all of your prayers and your concerns. Amen. Sister Beverly Scott, who has breast cancer, Reverend Guyden and his wife, Reverend Daryl James, Aquila Hackett, Deaconess Karen Armstrong, Angie Smith. Amen. My brother and my cousin who are recovering from strokes. Let's keep all of them lifted in prayer, and the rest that is on our sick and concerned list. Amen. You might know someone. Amen. So we ask that you pray for those who are in need. Amen. God bless you. Now we're going to get ready for some more music from, well, we got more than a quartet now. So, male chorus. Praise God. All right. Let's praise God. Give them a hand as they come. I want to thank Reverend Kitchen for doing such a marvelous job with my son's wedding on yesterday. Great job. Praise God.
Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We just got through telling you that You got some problems, just call him.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Just call him. Praise the Lord. Now we're going to tell you where he is. If y'all don't mind. Yeah, y'all gotta kind of help us. We'll go ahead and do what we can do if y'all help us this morning. Jesus is on the mainland. Tell him what you want. Call him up.
Whatever you want today, just call him up and tell him what you want. Amen. Thank you, Mayor Corris, for reminding us where our help comes from. Amen. For truly our help is in the Lord. Praise God. Our lesson today comes out of 2 Timothy chapter 2. For our text, we want to look at verses 3 and verse 4. Amen. Verse 3 and verse 4. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Verse 4, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he might please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. Thank you. You might be seated. Father, we thank you once again for the privilege and opportunity to say a word for you. We pray, Master, thou take these lips of clay of mine, use them for your glory. Let your Holy Spirit come now. Bless your people that they might hear and receive a word from heaven, might digest it, it might be food for their souls. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I want to leave this thought with you this morning. Spiritual veterans. Amen. Spiritual veterans. Amen. On the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month of 1918, the world celebrated. Why? 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 Because World War I was over. President Woodrow Wilson issued a proclamation to celebrate Armistice Day on November 11th. In 1938, the day was declared as a national holiday. 1954, the name was changed to Veterans Day in honor of all U.S. soldiers of any war. We have veterans in our congregation today. To them and to all veterans, we say thank you for the service that you have given to this, our USA. Thursday was Veterans Day. We want to honor and esteem all veterans, especially those veterans who are with us in our worship service. We just proud of you. In doing so, we want to take a look at what is required to become a true veteran of the cross of Christ. You see, before you this morning, two flags, the American flag and the Christian flag. One represents our country, and the other represents our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and his kingdom. To serve either of these flags and the kingdom they represent faithfully and effectively, one must meet certain requirements. Before one can become a veteran, they must first be a good soldier. Webster, amen, dictionary says that a veteran is a person who has had long service or experience in an occupation, office, or a life. Amen. Veterans of the police force. Amen. Then it tells us it is a person who has served in the military force, especially during a war. Experience through long service or practice or pertaining to veterans. Let us now take a look at what is required to be a good soldier and thus become a true veteran of the Lord.
First of all, you must volunteer. Amen. To serve either flag, one must do so voluntarily. America no longer forces men and women to serve in the military service of the country. They are asked to volunteer to service. Oh, y'all got a privilege now. When I came along, they drafted you. You didn't have a choice. Praise God. Recruiting officers are sent out to encourage people to volunteer to serve in the military. God does not force anyone to serve, amen, in the service of his kingdom. But he does plead with us to volunteer and become, amen, to come to salvation through Christ Jesus our Lord. He also sends our recruitment officer to urge people to serve his army. Oh, you remember Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 44, verse 4, it says, I have sent my servant, the prophet, to you again and again to tell you not to do these detestable things that I hate. Then Paul speaks about it in 2 Corinthians 5 and 20. He says, now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead be reconciled to God. And in 2 Peter, he tells us, 2 Peter 3 and 9, it says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us ward, not willing that any should perish, but that all shall come to repentance. Christ came to recruit us, amen, to be on the battlefield. Christ is pleading today for the sinners to come and to serve willingly. The benefits are tremendous, great. They are out of this world. Amen. When you turn your life over to Jesus, your complete faith, you surrender to him. When you serve this, point to American flag. You must have faith in American government that it will supply your every need. Your food, your clothes, your shelter, your medical needs, and even your companions, amen, are supplied by your government. Well, when you serve this, amen, point to Christians. Flag, you must also have faith in one who calls you into his service, that he will supply your every need. You will not have to worry about anything, your physical needs. Everything will be supplied because God has said, I will supply your every need. Matthew chapter 6, verse 31 through 33 says, therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or whether shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. But first seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Brothers and sisters, Christ will even provide godly company for you to keep going. 1 John 1 and 3 tells us, that which we have seen and heard declared unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. That's why he put us together, for us to have fellowship with one another, so that we can grow and become mature in the word of God. 1 John 1, 6 to 7 says, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light. We have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from our sins. There's a praise right there, because we recognize the fact that if we have fellowship with Jesus Christ, he washes our sins away. When it comes to faith, the Lord wants us, amen, to be true veterans. Amen. Experience through long service. I don't know about you, but I listen to the song. I'm on the battlefield for my Lord, and I'm going to serve him till I die. I wonder this morning, how many have put your faith in action and has been on the battlefield for all of your life, serving the Lord, showing love, showing concern, showing compassion, being there for somebody? Is there anybody in here this morning have been on the battlefield for the Lord? There must be complete commitment when you serve. Amen. This American flag, you are expected, amen, to be completely committed to your country and to allow nothing to prevent you from performing your duties and serving faithfully. When you serve this Christian flag, you are also expected to be completely committed to Christ and his kingdom. You are expected to serve him faithfully, not allowing anything to keep you from doing his will. I heard Dr. Luke says in Luke chapter 5 verse 11, he says, and when they had brought their ships to land, they forsake all and followed him. Luke 5:27-28, and after these things he went forth and saw a publican named Levi sitting at the receipt of customs. And he said unto him, follow me. And he left all, rose up, and followed him. Also in Luke 14:33, so likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsake not all that he has, he cannot be my disciple. Amen. It lets us know, brothers and sisters, we have to be totally committed. We got to be totally sold out for the cause of Christ Jesus. Amen. Philippians 3:8 says, yea, amen, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and to count them but done, that I may win Christ. You know what Paul is saying here? Amen. I've given my all for Christ. Have you submitted your life to Christ? You might say, well, Reverend, I've got to work. I've got to go to my job. Well, when you go to your job, you can let somebody know about Christ. Amen. Some might say, well, I got to serve my family. Well, while you're with your family, you can have a relationship with them through Jesus Christ. Wherever you be, you ought to let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify the Father. You must be committed as a disciple to do the will of God. Well, it takes, and I get ready to leave you now. It takes obedience from you and from me. When you serve this American flag, you are required to follow orders and expect it to be obedience to a letter. When you serve this Christian flag, Christ expects and requires no less. Matthew 26:19 says, and the disciples did as Jesus had appointed them, and they made ready the Passover. John 14:21 says, he that has my commandments and keepeth them, he is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest him and will manifest myself to him. Then in Isaiah 1:19-20 says, if ye be willing in obedience, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. In other words, God wants your total attention. He wants your obedience. Amen. John Newton, the writer of most popular hymns in history, Amazing Grace, said, if two angels in heaven was given assignment by God at the same time, one of them would go and rule over the greatest nation on earth, and the other to go sweep the streets of the dirtiest village, each angel would be completely indifferent as to what one got, which assignment. Well, it's simple, brothers and sisters. It wouldn't matter what assignment they got. Why? Because, the real joy lies in being obedient to God. I go where you want me to go. I'll do what you want me to do. It doesn't matter about the position, but I'm working for the master. I'll be obedient. I hear Isaiah say, here am I, Lord. Send me. Is there any veterans in here today can confess that you have been doing the will of God? It is complete devotion that we all must have. When you serve the American flag, you are expected to be completely devoted to the country it represents. Devotion means an earnest attachment to a cause, yes, to a person, or etc. Profound dedication to religion or consecration. When you serve this Christian flag, Christ expects you to be completely devoted, to be concentrated to him and his kingdom. He wants you to do his will and not your will. He said, if any man will follow me, let him deny himself, pick up his cross, and follow me. In 1 Chronicles 29:5, he says, now then, who will follow my example, who will give himself and all that he has to the Lord. I don't know about you, but we got to be sold out for the cause of Jesus Christ. Veterans are committed to the cause. Do I have a witness here? That's why Dr. Luke says in chapter 23 and verses 36 and 37, when you get a chance, read it there. He says, and the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar and saying, if thou be the son of the Jews, save thyself. Well, the crowd at the cross, they taunted Jesus, save yourself. Good God Almighty. But Jesus was committed to the cause. He wanted to save the world through the cross. Our veterans have demonstrated a heart of commitment to the cause. The cause of freedom. The cause of courage. The cause of love for our country. The cause of the Constitution. Self-government. Jesus Christ was committed to the cause. Our veterans were committed to the cross. So let me ask you a question this morning. To what are you committed to? For what cause would you risk your life? For what purpose will you dedicate your energy? Would you dedicate your finance? Would you dedicate your time? We honor you, veterans, for your service. The sort of person Christ can use with a heart he might always see to be a true veteran. One must be completely devoted to the servants of our Lord Jesus Christ. You ought to turn to somebody and say, I'm committed to do his will. I walk by his side. I talk with him because the joy of the Lord is my strength. Do I have a witness here? That's why I'm a soldier of the cross, because I know what the benefits will be after Jesus have been dedicated to the cross. He's marched up Golgotha's hill. He hung there. He bled and died for your sins and for my sins. Good God Almighty. But I thank God that wasn't the end of the story. For early Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hands. You ought to look at somebody and say, I don't mind working for Jesus, because Jesus have worked for me when I couldn't save myself. He died for me. I gotta get busy now, because Jesus has a mission for me to go on. Is there anybody in here will take your assignment, will go and do his will? Will you tell the world about Jesus? Will you tell the world how he loved you? Will you tell the world how he kept you? Will you tell the world how Jesus have brought you from mighty long ways? I don't know about you, but I'm a spiritual veteran for the Lord. I got to go on my mission. I can't sit down. That's why the choir says, I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. I sing because I worship God in song. His eyes is on the sparrow, and I know he watches over me. Is there anybody here wanna go for the master? Is there anybody here dedicated to the master? Is there anybody here committed to the master? Can you tell somebody that Jesus is the best thing? He's the best thing that ever happened to me. A spiritual veteran, one that is serving the Lord. You love because he first loved you. Hallelujah. Isn't it great that we can be dedicated to our assignment? Every Christian that has accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you are a veteran of the Lord. So can the Lord count on you? Are you willing to put yourself on the back burner to help somebody else? Are you willing to sacrifice your life to serve Christ? That's all I'm trying to tell you. You have to be willing to do God's will and not your will, in order that people might see Jesus in you. It's all right to come to church and testify and sing and praise the Lord, but what do your neighbors see? What do your family see? What do the people on your job see? Are you committed to the cause of Jesus Christ? So I say to you today, if you're not, now is the time. Get on board. Get your heart fixed today. Won't you do it? Won't you do it?
I offer Christ to you. Come. Surrender your life to him so you can be a true soldier of the cross. That's all. That's all we are about, is being a true soldier of the cross. We are not here for form or fashion, but that we might get equipped to be efficient as we go to and fro in the world. Instead of people seeing hate, they see love in us. Instead of people being crushed by us, we help them get up. This is what being a true soldier of the cross. Won't you come? Won't you come? The door of the church is open. If there be one, come. Come by Leonard Christian Experience, Canada Baptism. The Lord says, whosoever will, let him come. You might be listening by radio. Whatever device you're using, if you've not been committed, giving your life to Christ, we offer him to you today. We say to you, if you want to be saved, pray this prayer with me. Dear Lord, I come to thee, a sinner that needs to be saved. Forgive me, Lord, for all of my sins. Take me and own me as your child. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Now, Lord, stir up the gift that is in me, that I might do your holy will. If you prayed that prayer, you're saved today. I say to you, get into some Bible-believing church where you can grow and mature in the Word of God. But don't let this day pass by without you getting connected and having a relationship with Jesus Christ. As we prepare for our altar call today, ask Elder Bradshaw if he get ready to pray for us, if he don't mind. Amen. Let us prepare our hearts to pray for our neighbor, for our families, for our country, for those who are bereaving, those who have lost loved ones, drive-by shootings. Pray for those who are ill, strokes, diabetes, heart problems. Whatever the situation is, let's lay it at Jesus' feet. He says, casting all of your cares upon me because I care it for you. Let's pray with Elder. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Yes.
So we just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Through many dangers, toils and snares.
Yes, pray watchmen.
We have already
come.
But because of your grace and your mercy.
Yes, Lord.
You keep on keeping us.
Yes.
And Father, for that, we just want to tell you, thank you.
Thank you.
Our laying down last night.
Well.
All night long you watched over us and you kept us.
Thank you, Lord.
No hurt, harm, or danger befell us. Our families and our familiars were.
Yes.
In your safe arms.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
And early rising this morning.
Well.
You allowed us to see this day.
We're grateful. We're grateful.
And we thank you now.
Yes, Lord.
God, for all you've done for us.
Yes, Lord.
And for all you've been to us, We're much obliged.
Thank you, Lord.
Had it not been for you.
You, Lord.
On our side.
Uh-huh.
Lord, where?
Where?
Would we be?
My Lord.
And I'm grateful this morning, oh God.
Yes.
To be in the safest place.
Yes.
That I could ever be, and that's in your will.
Your will. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. You took care of our families and our loved ones.
Bless you.
Thank you that you never left us.
My Lord, my Lord.
Those, Father God, who's on our concern list this morning.
Touch, Lord, touch.
They're also on your list, Lord.
Yes,
and
yes.
You know them name by name.
My Lord.
Circumstance by circumstance, Lord. You know where they are.
Touch, Lord.
We ask you, Lord, right now to just lay your hands on them in your way, in your will this morning. We're not trying to tell you what to do, Lord, but you told us to ask you.
Yes, yes, you did, Lord.
And we're pleading with you this morning to be merciful, oh God.
Please, sir.
In the precious name of your son, Jesus, be merciful.
Please, Lord.
This morning. In the name of your son, Jesus, Lord, touch.
Touch, Lord.
Somebody.
Yeah.
Touch.
Touch.
Only way you can do it, Lord. Touch.
Touch.
In a mighty way this morning. Lift up somebody this morning. Do it, oh God.
Please, sir.
Walk through somebody's home right now.
Yellow, yellow.
Walk through somebody's life.
Yeah.
Right now, oh God.
Right now, Lord.
Through their situation, Lord. Walk right now,
right
oh God.
Right now, yellow. Glory to God.
We know you can, God. Do it for us.
Yes.
Thank you for our pastor today and this your ministry here at New Hope. Thank you.
Thank
for
you,
all these voices. Thank you.
Thank you.
For your musicians. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you.
You came to see about us today.
Yes, we thank you for your spirit.
We thank you, Lord.
Yes.
The men and women of this church,
yes,
this community,
Lord.
This your country.
We're grateful, Lord. We're
we
grateful.
Thank you for them.
Yes, Lord.
Bless us now as only you can do that.
Uh-huh.
By the power of your holy word.
Yes, Lord.
By the blood of your son, Jesus.
Your son, Jesus.
And by the power of your Holy Spirit.
Uh-huh.
We believe it done now.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Somebody say amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Give God a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Give our male chorus a hand. Amen. Sounding good up there. Praise God. Praise God. Give our musicians a hand, if you will. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. All of our ministers, our officers, our mothers, our ushers, thank you so much. Sound technician, we appreciate you so much. God bless you. And all of you that are here and all of you listening, God bless you. Have a wonderful week. Stay warm. Amen. Go out and tell somebody, I am on the battlefield for my love. Oh, whoa, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Oh, yeah. You know what I did. I promised him that I would serve him. Oh, till I die, yeah. I'm on that battlefield for my Lord. If you can be a witness, tell somebody I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Oh, yeah. Oh, I am on the battlefield for my Lord. Oh, yeah. You know what I did? I promised him that I showed him I would serve him till I die. Oh, I'm on battlefield for my Lord. Praise God. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of his Holy Spirit, rest through and abide for now, henceforth, and forevermore. Let every heart say, Amen. Praise God. Have a wonderful day. Stay warm. Check on the elderly. Make sure they are warm. Amen. Praise God.